Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you've been a member at Praise for a few years, you've seen a lot of changes in our church, a lot of sanctuary changes, improvements that we did in the last couple of years. So I have a new question, since we've got a lot of that done, we've kind of doing just fine and things are going well. I have a new question. And maybe the property committee can weigh in on this, okay? And everybody in the planning council, but everybody can weigh in on this question. Think about it with us. How much are we going to need to make Praise Lutheran Church serve over 5,000? How much are we going to need? Now, before you start adding up numbers in your head, for a bigger building, chairs, bread, bathrooms, parking lot, let me give you a few numbers of my own that I put together for you to pick from, okay? Do we need 5.2 million? Do we need 52,000? Do we need 5 and 2? Or do we need only 1? Let's think about this a little bit. What could we do with 5.2 million? Could we serve over 5,000? Well, first, the obvious challenge, how are we going to get 5.2 million, right? We'd have to do a lot of car washes, a lot of fundraisers to get 5.2 million. I don't know if we have the time to do it all. Or if we just did, you know, one of those things where you divide it amongst everybody. So I figured, well, let's see, we have about 160 members now. That's 32,500 per person. You got a family of five, 162,500. For your whole family. Don't worry, we can split it up over 5 years. That's $32,500 per year. Are you ready? Who's ready? I didn't think so. Something tells me that this first number is a little bit too far out of reach. Although we probably, with 5.2 million, we could probably serve 5,000, right? How about the second number? 52,000. More reasonable. We could do some additions to the sanctuary. Add some restrooms, maybe. Split the services. So we have a service at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30 with 1,000 people each. Not bad, right? Well, we're going to need John Engwall. He's going off to the seminary. We're going to need him to stay to help out if we have that many services. Our elders, we might have some more elders, but they're going to have to help with Bible studies throughout the morning. We may have to up our budget on the copier machine and the paper. The Mernan family is going to have to dedicate more trays and patent so we can serve everybody communion. More hymnals, please. Tammy, are you out there? Yeah, Tammy, I hope your fingers are well rested. You're going to have to do 5 services every Sunday. Whew. You know, I think you start to feel a little bit sorry for Moses in the Old Testament. Remember how many people he led? Not 5,000, but more like 500,000. Some say 1 million to 5 million. No wonder he needed somebody to hold up the prophet's hands, right? It's a lot of people. It would be tight with 52,000, but with some savvy planning, we might be able to pull it off. Our property committee would be awfully taxed and tired. Together with Pastor and the Altar Guild, we'd all have to take a big collective nap. Wouldn't we? It might be doable, but 52,000 is a lot. How about the third number? 5 and 2. What could we do with 5 and 2? Could we serve 5,000? Not money, of course. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, could we even serve 85 people that we have here this morning with 5 loaves and 2 fish? Can we divide it up and serve over 5,000 people? Anybody have an app for that? Hello, Google. Hello, Siri. Anybody have a good X-Acto knife? But even if we could split it up like that, they ate and were satisfied, and I think we would just have a little bit and be, well, we got at least a little bit, but we wouldn't be satisfied. The 5 loaves and the 2 fish were a miracle that our Lord Jesus did to show that with God, anything is possible. Our reason, insufficient. Despite what the eyes see, God can feed his people to the point that they're satisfied and beyond. God has compassion on the hungry, especially those who come to hear the words of the one who is the bread of life. Isaiah said in our Old Testament reading today, come and buy wine and milk without money, without price. They didn't have to pay for this. God was giving it to them, providing them the sustenance that they needed. The Lord and his disciples were to provide and give them miraculous gifts because Jesus himself was there. Jesus said, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. He didn't say you sell them something. You give them something to eat. They said to him, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then Jesus said those most important words, bring them here to me. Do we ever think of bringing our problems, our limited powers, our insufficiencies to the Lord, to Jesus? Say, here you go, Lord. What can you do? He's one who can do a lot with a very little. You know, I am weak. He is strong. God created the world ex nihilo, the theologians say, out of nothing. Out of nothing. Is it too much to think that God can solve and help us with our problems, with miracles that we could not figure out on our own or fathom in our own imagination? The real question, I think, for the disciples, though, and the crowds in Jesus' day was Jesus this God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Was he one with the Creator? Was he the power behind the miracles? Was Jesus God? Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men besides women and children. How much are we going to need to make Praise Lutheran Church the place that serves 5,000 people? 5.2 million? 52,000? 5 and 2? Or 1? Just 1. When the one is Jesus. May we not be swayed by appearances. May we not be limited by reason or by insanity. Jesus serves those who the Spirit calls to hear, to feed on life, to rise from the dead. To know that the cross is for you and for your salvation, for your forgiveness, that this is God's message of power, of miracle, of life for you. We in love, and giving all credit where credit is due to Jesus, may indeed do great things and serve more people here in Blount County and beyond. Maybe serve our children and our children's children, if God wills and grants. 5,000 plus, 144,000, or maybe even a great multitude that no one could number right here out of Praise. Who knows? He fed the 5,000 with 5 and 2, with God, with Jesus, all things are possible. And all of our needs provided. May we ever be content. May we ever love His power, His miracle. And may we trust in Him who feeds us life and every good gift. 5 and 2, the one, Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.